This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi today. The Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan and Chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to foreign ministers of Greece, Cyprus, Panama, Somalia, Slovenia and Guyana and discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack. During his talks with the Greece Foreign Minister George Gerapetridis, Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded country's strong stance against cross-border terrorism. He thanked foreign ministers of Cyprus and Panama for their call of support and solidarity in the face of cross-border terrorist attack at Pahalgam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the YUGM conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said the government's endeavour is to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub. He said the government is modernising the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. The Prime Minister said the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country through One Nation, One Subscription initiative. He said today students pursuing higher education have easy access to world-class research journals.
पिछले एक दशक में इस दिशा में तेजी से काम हुआ है, जरूरी संसाधनों को बढ़ाया गया है. 2013-14 में R&D पर ग्रॉस एक्सपेंडिचर केवल 60,000 करोड़ रुपये था. हमने इसे डबल से भी ज्यादा बढ़ाकर 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपये से भी ऊपर कर दिया है. देश में कई स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट रिसर्च पार्क भी स्थापित किए गए. लगभग 6,000 उच्च शिक्षा संस्थानों में रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट
Mr. Modi stressed the importance of strengthening India's research ecosystem to achieve national goals. The Supreme Court has directed the CBI to conduct a preliminary inquiry into a nexus between builders and banks in projects in Delhi, the National Capital Region, Mumbai, Chandigarh, Mohali and Kolkata. During a hearing today, an apex court directed the CBI to register 7 preliminary inquiries and set up a special investigation team, SIT. One of the companies against which a preliminary inquiry will be registered is Supertech Limited. The Supreme Court will monitor the case and hear it every month. For the NCR, the Apex Court ordered the probe into the real estate projects of Supertech Limited. The court also asked the CBI to submit an interim status report. BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Congress is trying to weaken the country through such posts in this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Bhatia alleged that Congress is giving message to Pakistan that it is with Islamabad. He also cited comments of some Congress leaders on Pahalgam terror attack to hit out at the main opposition party. The BJP spokesperson asserted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has clearly stated that the master of terrorists behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given befitting reply. One of India's most revered pilgrimages, the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand, will begin tomorrow on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The Yatra will begin with the opening of the doors of Gangotri and Yamunotri temples located in Uttarkashi district. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 205 runs against hosts Delhi Capitals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi tonight. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 160 for 7 in 17.2 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders posted 204 for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.